Day one, the reset button. Hello, my friend, and welcome to the first day of the rest of your life. I know that may sound like a cliche, but when you really think about it, this present moment is the accumulation of everything that has happened in your life. And it's also the doorway to everything else God has prepared for you. I'm so excited that you've joined me for a 21-day experience in seeking God's heart to understand your past, but not getting stuck there, embracing your present for the sacred moment that it is, and dreaming of a future that will be the season of your greatest growth and God's greatest blessing. Before we begin this journey together, I want to remind you of a single truth that can transform your understanding of your past, present, and future. The Holy Word of God says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. I love this truth. No matter what I have or haven't done in my past, Jesus is the same. No matter what brought me to this sacred present moment, Jesus is the same. No matter what happens to me or through me, today, tomorrow, or years from now, Jesus is the same. Knowing Jesus is the constant in our lives gives us hope for our yesterday, our today, and our tomorrow. A few years ago, a small appliance in my kitchen stopped working. Have you ever noticed that nothing ever seems to break when it's convenient? I still remember the moment when I hit the switch on my garbage disposal, and instead of that smooth grinding noise that I normally heard when my kitchen garbage was liquefied and disappeared down the drain, instead of that, I heard nothing. Absolutely nothing. For several days, I did nothing about the broken machine. But as I scooped table scraps out of the sink, I began to truly appreciate the garbage disposal for the work that it accomplished. A few weeks later, I finally broke down and purchased a new one. As I prepared to install it, I began to realize that it was a far larger job than I anticipated. In fact, it was incredibly difficult to remove the old unit, and by the time I finally pried it loose, I was dripping with both sweat and frustration. I took the old unit and placed it upside down on the counter. And as I did, my eyes spotted something that I truly wish I had looked for hours earlier. There, on the bottom of the disposal, was a button marked Reset. I plugged the broken unit back in, hit the reset button, and what did I hear? That beautiful, smooth whir that I had learned to appreciate. I reinstalled my old unit, returned the new one to the store, and thought to myself on the way home, I wish life came with a reset button. I'm sure you've had that experience too. I know we all have moments from our past that we wish we could reset and do differently. For the next 6 days, we're going to see God's perspective on our past. In doing so, we're going to learn that we all have to deal with our past, but we don't have to dwell there. As our first day comes to a conclusion, I want to encourage you to take a moment, this sacred present moment, and talk to God with me. I would be honored to pray for us both. Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You do not change, and we are so grateful for your consistency. Your unchanging character will hold us secure as we seek to reconcile our past and dedicate our present to you and dream of our future. As we come to you, we ask for your strength to complete this 21-day journey. Lord, we're going to need courage to face the reality of our past and find hope as we move into our tomorrows. We give all of our life to you. Past, present, and future, still loving us in our present and promising a future filled with joy and hope if we follow your path. We give our whole selves to walk that path together, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, take a moment. Use this sacred moment to reflect on your past, your present, and your future. Is there shame from an aspect of your past? Well, bring it to Jesus. Is there a worry that is stealing the joy of this present moment? Bring it to Jesus. Is there a fear that's placing a shadow over your future? Bring it to Jesus. I'm going to leave you now to listen to the music and reflect. I want you to pause. All along this journey, we're going to do that simple act. Pause. In pausing, we're going to release our need to hurry and instead choose the quiet presence of God. If you're reading along on this journey, you're going to see the word Selah. This is a Hebrew word that means pause, breathe, reflect. If you're listening, whenever you hear silence or music, that's your clue to pause, breathe, and reflect. So as we pause in this moment, breathe and reflect, let's do that together right now. Now would be a great time to grab a journal and write down what comes to mind in response to these questions. As a first step on this journey, I want you to answer the following questions, knowing that we will revisit them in the days to come. First of all, your past. What memory brings you shame? Your present. What are you worried about? Your future. Is there a fear of what may happen? As I leave you, write, reflect, and pray. But as you do, never forget that the God who loves you, knows you, and protects you is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is going to be an epic reset for all of us. And I can't wait to see you tomorrow.